Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Slacker and Steve.
It's not often we get to stop infidelity before it happens, but I think that's what's going on with today's OPP.
Do we have to stop it? Or
we don't. Okay. We don't actually have to stop it. Steve,
okay, cool.
You can get actively involved. Katie?
Yai.
Tell us what's going on.
Well, my husband and I, we've been together since we were 16. High school sweethearts. I lost my virginity to him. He's the only person I've been with.
Okay.
I basically ended up pregnant my last year of college, and we got married young, 21.
Oof.
Wow. Very young. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, life has been good. Like, it's been fine. I love him. He loves me. But I'm 27 now, and I don't know. I think about cheating on him sometimes. Like, even though I don't think I'd actually ever do it, I'm just like, get these fantasies, and I think about all the things I didn't do.
Yep.
Like, I had opportunities in college to have sex with other guys, but I never did. And I don't know what's going on.
Is it just physical that you want, or do you feel like you, like, do you want to stay married at this point? And you just, obviously, you're already being brave to come on the radio and talk about this, but, like, do you think it's just a physical thing, or do you need a connection with another person?
I don't know. Like, we have a good relationship. We don't argue about anything, and we're pretty content. We have sex 3 times a week. I just feel very disconnected. And for the past 6-7 months, I've been thinking about other men, getting turned on by other men that I see on, like, social media and even fantasizing. And I just feel really guilty about it because I don't know why. And he's noticed I'm disconnected. He's tried to spice things up, act like I like it, and then I just think of other men while we have sex.
Yeah, don't feel guilty. That's just natural. I mean, yeah, it's healthy to fantasize about stuff like that.
It is.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to be, no matter how long you've been with someone, I think that you'll always find other people attractive. She's not acting on it. It's a fantasy. It's in your mind. It's like watching, it's like your guys' websites.
It's
in her head.
I think I feel guilty because I fantasize about cheating on him. I fantasize about having an affair, even though I don't think I would actually ever do it. I just feel really guilty about it. And I'm a good person. He is a good person, an amazing father. I just can't shake these feelings.
Right.
You never got to do that when you should have done it back in high school.
No.
Like, yeah.
I never let loose. I never partied. It's like I went from being a kid to being his wife.
Right. And you don't know, you can't, nothing to compare, actually.
Could anybody in this room live the rest of their life knowing there was stuff that you haven't tried? Like, I don't know how to say this the right way, but, like, we've all had multiple partners.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in this room has. I don't know that I could reconcile living the rest of my life going, this is what relations is. It's just this one. Like, I would have to try. I'm not trying to encourage. Do not get me wrong. I don't think she should do it.
Oh.
But I also don't think I just don't know how you get around thinking about it all the time. And if you're thinking about it all the time, the only way to get it off your mind is to do it.
Or get a hall pass.
Is that be an option in this, like, don't ask, don't tell,
no.
But, like, you're going on a trip, have fun.
No.
Like, I don't know, because you're right.
No,
like,
way.
That's very difficult to, like, not have anything. Yeah. But don't, like, don't cheat, because I don't know. It's just that ruins so much for everyone, and you can't take it's that back once it's done. You'll either end up, like, telling him, or he finds out, it ruins your relationship, or you'll be just so guilty for the rest of your life, and that sucks too.
The purity of a relationship is pretty key.
Yeah.
Like, and once it's broken, even if only one of you knows, it's
broken.
It is.
So that's not the answer, but
I feel even worse than I do now.
It's not your fault, but
it's not, I think it's natural. Was he a virgin too when you guys got together?
Yeah, we were each other's first everything.
Oof. Then I see a double hall pass.
Right.
You both get to go. That's like Amber said, pick a weekend. Wink, wink.
I don't know how you get past that. Like, these guys don't know what they're doing.
They don't know what they're missing.
both things are equally true. But, like, she can't just go out and get it.
How about swingers, then? We can do swingers. Yeah, let's sear them into the swinger world.
But you can't go from V-card partners to suddenly, like, you're at whatever the squirrel place is, or the Scarlet. Well, there's a couple different clubs, or Mon Chalet. I'm pretending like I don't know the names of them. Scarlet Ranch, Mon Chalet.
Katie sounds ready.
I've never been to any of them, but, like, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, we know what
are. I guess just knowing that I shouldn't feel guilty about just the fantasies, that makes me feel a little better. It makes me feel like I can actually live my life and be happy with him, and then have this one little thing that's just for me.
But it's not, if it's, I would say this, I don't disagree with Steve or Amber that, like, fantasizing sometimes is great, but, like, you're kind of saying the way I took it is, like, when you're with him, every time you're thinking of somebody else, that's pretty dark.
That's not great.
I have fantasies too, but then when I'm with a naked wife, I'm like all into her. I'm not thinking about those.
You're not closing your eyes, imagining Scarlett Johansson.
Nope. I mean, Scarlett is part of my life when no one's in the room, not when my wife's in the room.
Right.
You know?
I think we have a situation, Katie, where you need to cheat to save the relationship. You need to hook up on the side to save. You'll appreciate
maybe. He's being a little, like, maybe it's slightly facetious, but it, like, her getting this, I still agree that cheating's not the right way, but her just getting this off of her plate, like, it's maddening when you want something that you can't have. And then if you could just do it, be it a hall pass or some other thing, then you'll go, like, that wasn't as good as I thought, or that was great. And then you move on from there. But, like, it's going to consume you if we don't do something.
That's that movie Hall Pass. They, like, give each other hall passes, and then they're like, wait, I don't want it. Never mind. Forget it.
Right.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
What if she does it and loves it?
Approach that.
Then she knows she was with the wrong person, and now she can go be with the right person. And Slacker, you said something a long time ago with your first wife. She was so young.
Yes.
That you always felt like you stole her 20s in a way.
I literally knew that we were going to, I said 1,000 times before we got married, I'm like, my 20s rocked. I don't want to take yours. And she's like, no, let's absolutely. And I was like, no. Mm. Don't. Like, you jumped, like you said, Katie, out of the crib. But, like, you were just a kid, and now you're a mom, and you're a wife, and
entrenched for years, just
forever. If you follow your vows,
forever. We gotta cure this.
All right, Katie, hang on right there. We're gonna find out for sure. I think you have to talk to your husband about it.
Yeesh.
What?
Yeah,
and ask it. Hey, have you ever thought about other people? I don't know. I'm sure there's other V2V couples that have hit this point and went, like,
the high school sweetheart thing.
Yeah, where it's like,
for sure,
I still want to be with you forever, but
I want to know what it's like.
I want to kick some tires.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to drive a couple other.
Right.
Hang on, Katie. Cheating is bad. Don't do that.
Well, only but getting maybe. Caught is bad.
Getting caught is
She'll
definitely bad.
She'll feel guilty forever. Like, she, you can tell that she loves her husband. Like, there's a lot of love there, a lot of history. Like, she'll feel awful, but I do agree. Like, I don't know if this itch is going to go away unless she scratches it in some kind of a way.
Yeah.
For sure.
I'm wondering if he feels the same way, but, like, wouldn't want to say it.
If a woman's feeling this, he definitely has to be like,
you know what I mean?
You would think.
Would you call
Slacker's
it V2V?
Like, I wouldn't.
No, I'm like, yes.
Okay.
If I'd only slept with one person, and then you're sitting there, you're what, she's 27, you're 10 years in to their, what, and you're like.
She hears her girlfriends talk about their sexual relationships with their guys, and
yeah,
and she's like, what am I, I'm missing this whole world. Or is that, she's got to live with it. If she missed it, you got to live with it.
What should Katie do if there's anybody who's, and by the way, not really sure why she didn't want to be disguised, but we'll disguise you if you call in. Yeah. Help us out. So this person wants to help out Katie. She's changed her name to Candy, and she's got some VD on her.
Ooh, voice disguiser.
Candy?
Yay.
You are disguised.
How's it going, guys?
It's going good. What? How do you want to help Katie?
So everything that you guys are saying, don't do it. Don't go cheat on your husband. Uh-oh. It's not worth it.
Have you done it?
So I've been on both spectrums, but right now I'm in the same situation that she's in, and I've decided to make my marriage open. The only reason I'm disguised is because my family does not know about our secret life, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Did you?
All the places that you've talked about, we've been there and we've experienced them together.
Okay. All the swinger clubs.
And yes. Okay. And it has been so much more fun experiencing them together rather than me wanting to do something on my own or him doing something on his own, because we still love each other.
So, Candy, just you thought your husband was the best. What do you think now that you've been sampling the wares of others? Was he?
God.
Yeah.
Is he not the best?
So,
yeah. Oh, that was a long pause.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to her.
No. I'm talking to you. Yeah.
My husband is the best. He is by far the best person I've ever been with in my entire life. He is amazing, and the love that we have together is not something that I've experienced with anybody else.
But the relations,
but
though.
It's the same. Yeah, it's the same thing for her. It's the fantasy of being with somebody else. It's the fantasy of thinking what you could do with somebody else, and that's what I went through. I went through the same exact thing that she's going through, and I'm telling you, we are happier than we have ever been in our whole entire relationship.
Okay. But you would be, you feel like you'd be ostracized by your family and friends if they knew what you were doing.
Oh, for sure. Okay. Especially like my mom. My mom's really religious. So, you know, that is not something that you do. And obviously a religious relationship, but, like, we don't talk about it. You know, I have kids old enough to know about it, and we don't talk about it with them. We just, when we have free time, we go and we have fun. And we do our fun, and then we come home back to each other.
So in order to save your marriage, you had to cheat kind of on each other to
openly,
save the...
Not cheat. Openly turn
not
those
necessarily,
parts
I wouldn't necessarily calling it cheating, because it's not like I went out and did it behind his back.
True.
Or he did it behind my back.
Right.
But we both went out and decided... this is something that we wanted to experience, but we didn't want to disrespect each other while doing it.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
Great advice. I mean, maybe her man's thinking about it too. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
You're one of those obscure people. We do know anybody who's in that life.
Pineapple life.
Not that I know of.
You
think?
Sometimes.
No?
Well. Yeah, because they'll eventually, you've got the right, like, somebody's going to pitch you drunk one night. Like,
looking forward to it.
Did you know that we're in the lifestyle and you're going to be like, oh, jeez. Your friends invite you to a hot tub party, just be leery. Diane?
Yay.
What do you think?
Don't listen to Steve. Steve,
what?
I love you, but
what?
Not so sure that's the best advice for her today.
Diane?
Yeah, no sleeping with anybody.
So I was a virgin, and my husband was a virgin. I was 21. He was 29. And ultimately it didn't work out between us because he didn't want to explore and kind of broaden our horizons in like any way whatsoever, because of his own insecurities. That doesn't sound like that's your problem. So first of all, I want to say, totally normal to have the fantasies. Yep. Totally normal to have that be your little thing. but don't let yourself be disconnected. Talk to him about stuff you want to do, stuff you thought you missed out on. Just, I mean, you guys are married, you love each other, so yeah. Communicate. If you have to get a therapist involved, then get a therapist involved.
I don't want to
even a relationship. Oh, there are relations
there
therapists.
There are, yeah.
They don't touch you.
They're hands on.
Some of them are. There is such a thing.
All right.
Thank you for the call, Diane.
Now we're talking.
Is there any way we can get? It's just just dirty the whole thing. It's so muddy right now, Erica.
Yay!
You've been in this situation. What'd you do?
Yeah, so I was with my high school sweetheart, and I was about 20 at the time, so been with him for, 5-6 years?
Dang.
Got drunk, ended up hooking up with some guy. Honestly, don't even quite remember it that much, and ended up telling him. Now we are married, and if I could go back, I would never do that, and I do not cheat on him. Don't do it, Katie.
Wow.
But did you discover that that one-night stand guy was better than your regular?
I would say it's the opposite.
No, absolutely not.
There was no love there.
It was the worst decision.
Exactly.
That makes it for better. There's no love.
Doesn't.
Yeah,
no, you're just, it doesn't. You're all bets are off. Somebody and
there
you
wasn't even
them?
Passion because at that time, you're truth. Almost like, she might be thinking about these other people right now, but I was thinking about the person that I thought that I needed to get away from. While I was doing that, that's obviously a telltale. Don't do it.
Oh,
thank you for the call, Erica. Let's get one more in here before Amber and I jump you. John.
Yai.
What do you have advice for Katie?
I think I should sleep with her.
Okay. We're getting somewhere.
You're volunteering.
I'll do a really bad job. It'll be awkward. It'll be weird.
You're going to intentionally do it bad.
That's just how I do it. And then she'll never think about doing it again. It'll fix everything.
No.
Now, John, will you be dumbing your game down, or are you in fact really? Don't answer the question.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.